Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, February the 10th of 2021. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man. And I am here from here in Midland, Michigan, and I'm so glad that whether you're from Midland or elsewhere in Michigan, elsewhere in the U.S., or in one of these other countries, I had a report months ago that told me that on one night, I was reaching people on all six continents where there is permanent life, where there is permanent population. Now, people have lived on Antarctica for times, but that was all for work. And studying science and stuff like that. But regardless of what country, city you're from, what country you're from, whether you're from the uttermost or the guttermost, whether you're from the uttermost or the guttermost, we're so glad that you've made the determination to tune in to this great and powerful Miracle Man program and get your faith built up. Because let me tell you something. The day we live in, you need to keep getting your faith built up. That's why I will tell you. Tell as many people you know how they can be a part of the show. They can go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that's blogtalkradio.com, all one word. You'll see a search bar. In it, you want to type in Upfront Entertainment. And then you'll see the link that says Live in Large. Click on it. You should see that fast lane. I'll say Miracle Man. Yeah, that'll be that's us. And we're on Monday, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night, unless otherwise noted, between 6:30 and 8 p.m. And we talk about the Word of God. Ultimately, I do sing on every show. Of course, first, to start off with, I like to, depending on what's on my mind, I like to either share some things with you, either about what's going on. Sometimes this is when we have fun. Or sometimes I just give an extra exhortation about maybe there's something that God has put on my heart for me to share with you that may not be related to the Bible that I want to read. But what I mean by that is, I mean, it might not be related to what I want to read from the Bible, but I still want you to get it. So I'll discuss it. And so I like to say, for the first little while, it's kind of where kind of depends on the day. Then we go into worship. And then we get into the Word of the Lord. And then, depending on what's going on in the sports world, we'll talk about sports from time to time. Now that football is done, I'm going to be focusing more of my energies on NBA and NHL. And so, why are we called Miracle Man? We're called Miracle Man because I'm believing God for my eyesight to be made manifest. Also, part of that is because another reason why I'm called the Miracle Man is because I've had so many miracles happen in my life over the years. The things that I've been healed from, and when I think healing and deliverance is interchangeable. Like if you get delivered from alcohol abuse, delivered from drug use, drug abuse, delivered from, what have you. And so, like I said, I have had many miracles in my life. I took some time a week ago to explain what many of them were. And everyone has a different testimony. And one of the greatest testimonies you can have is someone who actually stayed with God, someone who did it the right way, someone who was born into a Christian home. Albeit my mom had run away from God when she was not my mother, and then got right with God again like literally 9 months before she had me. And I'm grateful that she got right with God before she had me. Because what if she didn't? Of course, everybody has a different testimony. And that's one of the best testimonies you can have, is that you stayed clean, stayed dry. By dry, I mean no use of tobacco or alcohol or other, drugs that as a Christian you shouldn't be using. And so it's one of the best testimonies you can have. And we all know, and if you didn't know this, you should know this, the greatest miracle that ever happens to someone is salvation. It's not healing. It's not deliverance. Whether it's from sickness, disease, addiction, oppression, depression, all these different things that people get healed and delivered from. And it's great. It's wonderful, wonderful when people get healed and delivered from all those things. That's wonderful. But no, it's not wonderful to have those things, but it's very wonderful to be healed and delivered from them. But the greatest miracle that can happen in your life is your salvation. Do not take your salvation for granted. Anyhow, like I said, go to blogtalkradio.com, search bar, type in Upfront Entertainment. You'll see the link that says Living Large. Click on that thing. Invite as many people as you know. That's even if you go to a good church, because to be honest with you, you need the Word of God. You need your faith built up. And faith comes by reading, right, Shelley? Comes by just reading it. Don't necessarily have to hear it, read it, you listen to it or anything, right? Just comes by reading. Listeners, I was seeing how I could throw someone off. Wait. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing the Word of God. Hearing it. So, as great as reading your Bible is, faith comes by hearing the Word of God preached. Hearing it. Hearing it. Hearing it. Hearing it. God designed it that way, this way, for a reason. And so when you listen to this program, faith is being inserted into you. And our test, one of the things that the show is based on is this verse, Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Not yet seen. That means we have not yet seen the manifestation of these things that we are asking for, believing for. Yet we live by faith, trust in God. And you should be heard calling out to those things that you're believing for. You should be heard asking for healing in your body. People should hear you believing God. They should hear you. And I got reminded of that the other day. But, and I said, yeah, I need to do better at that. Making sure that people hear me believing God for my healing that I'm believing for from him. And if you're believing, if you're desperate for something from God, act desperate. And I was just thinking about this. So the stories that we read about, the story we read about the blind Bartimaeus. So, you know, he's sitting there by the roadside. He gets told that Jesus is passing by. He could have just said, quietly, Jesus, please have mercy on me. I'm believing you for my eyes to be healed. I love you, Jesus. I really, truly believe that you're going to heal me. That would have been very passive, weak. At that point, it's almost like, are you sure you want it? He said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. The crowd rebukes this guy and tells him, sir, calm down. Calm down. In fact, be quiet. And they push him. They have pushed him back in the corner. He could have said, I'm sorry. I mean, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. He didn't do that. He said louder, Jesus, Master, son of David, have mercy on me. He didn't care what anybody else thought. He didn't care. And Jesus, right in the middle of what he was doing, he stops. He calls the man. He calls the man forward and he says, what do you want me to do for you, sir? And he gives him a socially distanced hug or an air five, and he says that I would receive my sight. Oh, wait a minute. Do you think he was socially distancing himself? I don't. And one of the big issues with this whole mandemic, yes, I said mandemic because it's caused by man. One of the big things with this whole mandemic is how it has affected the church. Other than many churches not being open right now, another thing it does for those who are is this. Jesus commanded. He told us. As part of the Great Commission, he said, they would lay hands on the sick and they would recover. The problem with that is that it has made it so that we can't go into the hospitals and other places where sick people are and pray for them. It's made it so that we cannot pray, lay hands on those who are believing for healing in their bodies. Oh, it's not an attack necessarily meant to be an attack on the church. It is an attack on the church. I'm serious. But you have to have faith in God. You have to. And I still want it, still believing. I'm still believing for the manifestation to be made manifest of what I am believing for from Jesus. And I know he's going to do it. It's not something I have to think about. Will he or won't he? Will he or won't he? It's been this many years and I haven't seen the manifestation yet. No, that's not me, but I'm just saying people do that. People do that. I'm not doing that. My hope, my trust, I put my hope and my trust in the Lord. The Bible says, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots. But I put my trust in the Lord my God. The Lord my God. Not fake CNN. You know, not ABC, CBS, not fake news. No, trust in God. You should trust in the prophets of the Lord more than what you trust in the prophets of the land. Because the prophets of the land, they'll all be like, well, here's what we think will happen with this. The stock market will do this. That's what they are too, huh? That's what they do, isn't it? That just means like they're rattling their lips. God said, you know, I know my people. And so put your trust, put your hope in God. Put your hope in God. That's where your ultimate hope should be in, is God. Not in worldly things. Not in all this other stuff, but in God. Now, of course, you still have to occupy here on earth and, you know, that kind of stuff. But ultimately, our hope should still be in the Lord our God and in the name of the Lord, which is above, stronger than, higher than any other name. Period. Not just any other name I know or you may know, but higher than any other name that there is. And so, another thing I wanted to remind you of is we now have the, you can now sow seed, give into the Miracle Man program. You can go online to paypal.com, and in the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. Once again, that name is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, that's the first name. And then the last name, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. And you can go ahead in there and give to your heart's content. Give, sow seed as God tells you to. And I know God wants to bless you. And if God tells you, sow seed. And tells you, you know, sow it to the Miracle Man. By all means, then, sow it to me, the Miracle Man. This is good ground. This is very good ground. I will use it for the glory of God. Not just one of those people who say that, like the preacher you could find on Craigslist. Or these other sites where you could find a church. Findachurch.com or whatever you call those sites. You're one of those churches where the pastor got ordained online. Took a 20-minute course on how to become a pastor. From a French toast website. I don't know why when I was younger I used to think of sermons and French toast at the same time. Surprised you didn't laugh, Joel. Isn't that hilarious? Isn't that hilarious like when I said about the whole sermon thing and you got it from a French toast website? That's pretty funny, isn't it? I think it is. I mean, like, really? I'm not a pastor anyways, but by any means, but, you know, when I say I will use it for the glory of God, for the ministry of God, I really mean it. I really mean it. I want you to be led to sow seed as God leads you. And I'm not going to push you. I am not going to push you, listeners, and tell you, if you sow this amount, I will give you. You know, just be led by God. Be led by God. Just be led by the Holy Spirit. Just be led by, like I said, be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we're going to sing a couple few songs, and then we're going to get into the Word of the Lord. Who breaks the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty in awe and wonder, the King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, whose love is mighty in awe and wonder, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would hail my call. You lay down your life, that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. To make living a whole earth in a brilliant prison when I'm in the brilliance, the King of Glory, the King of Glory, who makes the whole earth with truth and justice, who's almighty and God's brilliant, the King of Glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross. You laid down your life, that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross. You laid down your life, that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Oh, yes. All that you've done for me. Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you, my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving, moving forward. Oh, what a moment you have brought in your head. You have given me a second chance. Hallelujah. What a moment, what a freedom I have found in you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going back, I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you, our past is over in you. Things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving forward. Forward. What a moment. I'm with the power in your hand. You have given me a second chance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again. What a freedom. You have power in your hand. You have given me a second chance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you, my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving, not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you, my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving forward. You make all things you knew. Yes, you make all things new, and I will follow you forward. You make all things new. Yes, you make all things new, and I will follow you forward. You make all things new. Yes, you make all things new, and I will follow you forward. You make all things new. Yes, you make all things new, and I will follow you forward. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. From you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. Oh, from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, And to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. I exalt thee, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, O Lord, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, O Lord, yes, Lord, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, O Lord, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, O Lord. I surrender all. Blessed Savior, I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I surrender everything to you, Jesus. We give you everything, Lord Jesus. We thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you bless us tonight. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, we've tuned into this wonderful broadcast tonight. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are in our midst. You're blessing us. You're working in us. you're working on us to make us what we ought to be. And I just thank you, Lord God, that every need tonight would be met. And I thank you that your word would minister to the inside of us tonight as we study your word tonight and look at the things you say as we continue to go through the wonderful, your wonderful book of Psalms, Lord God. And I just give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. And Holy Spirit, I give you permission to do whatever you want to do tonight. Just come, Holy Spirit. Do whatever you want to do tonight in our midst. In Jesus' matchless name. Now, Father, I make my confession over this program tonight. I pray that in your name, Lord God, that finances come into this program, that sponsors and partners come into this program. I claim that increases in listenership come to this program. And most of all, I thank you for huge amounts of souls coming in to the kingdom of God as a result of this wonderful radio program tonight. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's make our Bible confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have, and I can do what the Word says I can do. Tonight, I mean, this Bible is more than a history book to me. It's more than a religious book to me. It's more than a storybook to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Real quickly, I want to say, if we have any law enforcement or military listening, we're so grateful for everything that you do, that you're doing. And we pray that you would stay well-funded and that you have everything you need. And thank you for being in harm's way to keep America safe. So thank you for our military, for our police, and for all of the armed forces. Amen. Go with me, please, to the book of Psalm number 81, excuse me. Psalm 81. Woo! Amen. Psalm 81. And I just want to remind you for the next while, whatever I do here in my house, you do wherever you are. Amen. Whatever I do here, you do there. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. I'm going to begin with Psalm 81. Just giving you a second to get there. Amen. I am now going to begin in verse 1 of Psalm 81, NIV. Sing for joy to God, our strength. Shout aloud to the God of Jacob. Begin with music. Strike the tambourine. Play the melodious harp and lyre. Sound the ram's horn at the new moon. And when the moon is full, on the day of our feast. This is a decree for Israel, an ordinance of the God of Jacob. He established it as a statute for Joseph when he went out against Egypt, where we heard a language that we did not understand. He says, I removed the burden from their shoulders. Their hands were set free from their basket. In your distress, you called, and I rescued you. I answered you out of a thundercloud. I tested you at the waters of Meribah, Sila. Hear, O my people, and I will warn you. If you would but listen to me, O Israel, you shall have no foreign god among you. You shall not bow down to an alien god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of Egypt. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it. But my people would not listen to me. Israel would not submit to me. So I give them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own decrees. If my people would just listen to me, if Israel would follow my ways, how quickly would I subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes? Those who hate the Lord would cringe before him, and their punishment would last forever. But you would be fed with the finest of wheat, with honey from the rock. I would satisfy you. 82. God resides in the great assembly. He gives judgment among the, quote, gods in quotation mark. How long will you defend the unjust and show solidity to the wicked, Selah? Defend the cause of the weak and fatherless. Maintain the rights of the poor and oppressed. Rescue the weak and needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. They know nothing. They understand nothing. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I said, you are gods in quotation mark. You are all sons of the Most High, but you will die like mere men. I am not a mere man. You will die like mere men. So just a side note that I said. That's why I said, I am not a mere man. And it says, you will fall like every other ruler. Verse 8. Rise up, O God. Judge the earth. All the nations are your inheritance. 83. O God, do not keep silent. Do not be quiet, O God. Do not be still. See how your enemies are a step, how your foes their heads. The cunning they conspire against your people. They plot against those that you cherish. Come, they say, let us destroy them as a nation. So the name of Israel be remembered no more. With one mind, they plot together. They form an alliance against you. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagrites, Jabal, Ammon, and with the people of Tyre. Even Assyria has joined them to lend strength to the descendants of Lot, Selah. Do to them as you did to Midian, as you did to Sisera and Jabin at the river Kishon, who perished at Endor and became like refuse on the ground. Make their nobles like Oreb and Zeb, all their princes like Zeba and Zalena, who said, let us take possession of the pasture lands of God. Make them like tumbleweed. Oh my God, like staff before the wind. As fire continues the forest, or a flame sets the mountains ablaze, so pursue them with your tempest and terrify them with their storm. Cover their falls with shame, so that men will seek your name, O Lord. May they ever be ashamed and dismayed. May they perish in disgrace. Let them know that you, whose name is the Lord, that you alone are the Most High over all the earth. 84. For the Rock of Music, according to the sons of Korah, a psalm. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her name, a place near your altar, O Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. Woo, I love that. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. I love that. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, for they are always praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on the Lord. They've set their hearts on hearts on the Lord. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength until each appears before God in Zion. Verse 8. Hear our prayer. O Lord God Almighty, listen to me, O God. O Jacob, Selah, look upon our shield, O God. Look with favor upon your anointed one. Better is one day in your court than thousands elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield, a S-U-N and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. And anyways, what that is saying is God does not withhold any good thing from those who walk blamelessly with the Lord. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. That's me. I hope that's you as well. 85. For the Dr. Music of the Sons of Korah, a song. You showed favor to your land, O Lord. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people, and you covered all their sins. You set aside all your wrath, and you turned from your fierce anger. Restore us again, O God, our Savior, and put away your quote-unquote pleasure toward us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger through all generations? Won't you revive us again so that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, O Lord. Grant us your salvation. I will listen to what God, the Lord, will say. He promises peace to his people, to his saints. But do not let them return to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that his folly may dwell in our land. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before him, and prepares the way for his steps. Let's go to 86. This will be the last chapter of the night. Verse 1. Hear, O Lord, answer me, for I am poor and needy. God, my life, for I am devoted to you. You are my God. Save your servants who save your servant who trusts in you. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. You are forgiving and good, O Lord, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. In the day of my trouble, I will call to you, for I know that you will answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, O Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and will worship before you, O Lord. They will bring glory to your name. For you are great, and you do marvelous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart, so that I may fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever, for great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the depths of the grave. The arrogant are attacking me, O God. A band of ruthless men seeks my life, men without regard for you. But you, O God, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love, faithful, and with faithfulness. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Grant your strength to your servant and save the son of your maidservant. Give me a sign of your goodness, that my enemies may see you, may see it, and be put to shame. For you, O Lord, have helped me and comforted me. All right. Take a look at these. Let's go back to 81. First, it's talking about singing for joy. Someone he established it. Statute Joseph and set free. And listen to me, O Israel, you no foreign God among you. The first note. What I want you to, the big thing I want you to get from 81, God demands that you have no other God before him. No other God before him. That you do not serve alien gods. In other words, we could say this means this doesn't just mean Ashtaroth, Baal. Could be anything you put in front of God. If you put football in front of God, sports, you know, or other sports in front of God. If you put other things in your life in front of God, if you put your boss in front of God, if you put these other things in front of God and don't make God your first love, then that is an idol. You put your kids in front of God, please don't do that. By the way, but if you put things in front of God, that becomes they become idols. Let's go to 82. He gives judgment among the gods. How long will deliver them from the hand of the wicked? They know nothing. They understand nothing. Your gods, you are. Rise up, O God. Judge the earth. All the nations are your inheritance. The big thing I want you to get out of this one is all nations on earth are an inheritance of God. All nations. Doesn't matter which country. America, all of them. Let's go to 83. Against fire against your people. One kind they plot together, they form. Syria has joined. And as you did to Aaron, as you. Was your parish. Let's take possession of the pasture of God. That men will seek your name, O Lord, be ashamed. Let's go to 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul faints for the courts of the Lord. I love that part. My heart and my flesh cry out to the living God. The sparrow has found a home. The swallow a nest for herself so that she may have her name, or she may have her name. I long for a place near your altar, he said. My King and my God. You are blessed if you dwell in the house of God. Write that down. You are blessed if you dwell in the house of God and praise him. Amen. It's a good one. You are blessed if you put your strength in God. And you set your heart upon him. Write that one down too. That means he's your first love. That means you think about him the most, you know, and, you know, he really should be your first love in your life. God should be your first love in your life. We talked about that a few minutes ago. If God's not the first love in your life, what is it? Verse 6. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. Cover it. Go from strength to strength, tell you, God in Zion. Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Jacob. Look on our field, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. And then note 384, number 10, verse 10. One day in the courts of God, one day in the house of God is better than thousands of days elsewhere. Yeah. Amen. I don't mean it like some dumb. Yes, amen. One day in your courts is better than thousands elsewhere. Amen. Note 4. You can write this down too. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than live in the tents of the wicked. I love that. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield, favor and honor. The good thing does he withhold for those who's. And another one I want you to put down. God does not hold any good thing for those who walk righteously with the Lord. Yes, I love Psalm 84. That's a wonderful, beautiful one. Beautiful. Let's look at 85 now. And they're asking for, some of the Korah are asking for restoration. They're hoping that God won't always be angry to them, with them. Near those who fear him, that the Lord may dwell in our land. Here's a good one you can write down. Love and faithfulness meet together. Write it down. Love and faithfulness meet together. I love that. Husbands, wives, write that down. Please. Come on. Love and faithfulness meet together. If you love the Lord, you will be faithful to him. Hopefully. I would sure hope that if you love the Lord, you would truly be faithful to him and do what he says. Follow his word. Attend church regularly, not once every 10 weeks. Not just a creaster. You only go to church on Christmas and Easter only and no other time. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Amen. I love that. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth. And righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good. And our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way of his steps. That's where we get this from, where the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. We'll look at 86. Glory to your name. me away. Name I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify me. So, I just have to say, you know, I love that part where it talks about how, you know, you're blessed if you dwell in the house of God. You're blessed if you make God your first love. And also where it talks about if you set your heart upon God. And about how it's better to be a doorkeeper, a gatekeeper at the house of God than to dwell in tents of the wicked. So what we read tonight, and about how it talks about God, Jesus is, about how God is just how righteousness, love and faithfulness go together. Righteousness and peace, they kiss each other. The two go hand in hand. They'll go hand in hand. They do. If you love your wife and husband, if you love your wife or husband, you'll be faithful to them. By love, I don't just mean you say it, but you show it. Let's go back to God. Well, I love the Lord. Prove it. Prove it. Don't just say it. Jesus talks about these people where it says, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Jesus said that. Yes, he did. We got to go. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight, that we would get this word in our heart. May we realize that living in you, that living for you, Jesus, is the way to, being a Christian is the best way to live. It's the best way to live. It's the right way to live. And it's that you have us in your hand, Jesus. And you have plans for us, Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you would just make yourself known to us. In the name of Jesus. Hello? Amen. And now I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwellings, because you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash, no sickness, no disease, no terrorist, no COVID will come near us or our immediate loved ones. We're going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.